G'day, Brian. Great to chat to you again.
We last talked in February this year. What have you been up to in the music world since then?
We got to play at Tamworth. We had a few shows up at the Tamworth Country Music Festival in April. So we've been sort of busy since then out playing. We released another single this year, which was really good. And we've, in the last little while, just been preparing to release our second album and booking in a bunch of shows around that. So it's been a pretty busy year. It's been great to get out and play for live audiences again, and to see people without their masks on. You know, it's been really great.
Tamworth being the 50th anniversary one, did that live up to what you'd expect?
Yeah, it was an interesting festival because it was on at a different time of year. You know, I think we're all used to being up there in the searing heat. So the weather was a little bit cooler, which was actually quite nice. It was a little bit quieter, actually, I think, than what it was last time I was up there. But there were still plenty of people around, and it actually made it kind of comfortable. It was kind of easier to get around. There were still plenty of people at all the shows that we played at and went to. And there was a great atmosphere, you know. It felt like sort of catching up with old friends who hadn't seen each other for a few years. So, yeah, I quite liked the change of times. The weather's a bit more moderate in April. It's a bit more comfortable to sit out in a beer garden at 2 in the afternoon.
Now, you've got a new album due out around now, Borrowed, Broken and Blue.
That's right. Yes, that's coming out Friday the 19th of August. And it's been a long time in the works. We went into the studio in early 2021 to start making this. And then, you know, just a handful of months later, we're back in lockdown. So we had to, fit the recording of this around COVID lockdowns. But in some ways, it's good. It gave us a bit more time to work on the production and to sort of tinker with things and make sure we got it exactly right. So, you know, it's kind of had its advantages and disadvantages, but it's made us really, really excited now, having waited so long, about getting out and releasing it, you know, hearing what people's reaction is to it, and especially getting out and touring and playing it live for people.
And you have a new single, Walls. What's that song about?
So this is a song I co-wrote with Richie, the bass player of the band. Lyrics written by Richie. It's I guess very much inspired by the challenges we've all been through in the last couple of years. You know, we've all been through COVID lockdowns and things. Richie, at the time, had a lot of personal stuff going on in his life, illness, family members being lost. And I guess he was tapping into that feeling a lot of people were going through of just wanting to shut ourselves off and, you know, build a wall around ourselves to protect ourselves from, you know, the craziness of what's been going on. But it's also about finding the strength and hope and courage to be able to climb those walls and, you know, move beyond what we've been through and look to the future and get back out there. So, yeah, it's a song I think that really kind of captures the difficulties we've been through, but also looks to the future and tries to leave people with a little bit of hope about what the future might hold.
Do you find that people around you in your local area, did they show resilience over the last couple of years? Certainly did here in Hobart.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, there were lots of positive things to come out of it. I think Australians generally were pretty sensible and through that whole period. Yeah, and I guess in our local community, people really bonded together. You know, I know with our neighbours and things, we were sort of sharing food and swapping little things, helping each other out when we couldn't sort of get out and do the things we needed, get the things that we needed. So, yeah, I took as many positives away from that time as you know, challenges and difficulties.
Brad, thank you. It's been good to talk.
It's been wonderful to chat to you again. Thanks so much for your interest and having me back on.
I'm gonna build a wall that's 10 feet tall to take away the pain and hurt. I'm gonna build a wall that's 10 feet tall, my bare hands and bloodied earth. Think I'm gonna cry just a little more. Think I'm gonna die just a little more. I'll self-medicate to take away. raining. Those who try to put me down, I'll self-medicate to take away the hate before I destroy this fucking town. Think I'm gonna cry just a little more. Think I'm gonna die just a little more. Think I'm gonna cry just a little more. Think I'm gonna die just a little walls. I'm gonna learn to fly.